Welcome back to Saturn's Lab Podcast.
Hello.
Well, there's something that I wanted to talk about personally. It's about family. Family.
Dun, dun, dun.
Very controversial. And I feel like, what's family to you?
I feel like family to me is your main core, like once you have, you know, kids and, you know, you're together with your partner, I feel like that's your main family.
Yeah.
And then, or even if you don't have kids, but, you know, you're together, I feel like that's your family now. You know, you choose that. And sometimes, you know, not being related, I feel like some people can be family too. I don't know. It's just
that's an excellent point, because that's what I was gonna say too. Is just, well, first I'm gonna address what you said in the beginning, that it's your core family, because it's something that my cousin told me a long time ago that I'm always gonna remember. Shout out to my cousin Edvin. He told me, I know, like, you know, you love your mom, you know, and like your sister and everybody and your family, your brother, but once you have a kid, like, that's your family now, you know. And that always mm-hmm. stuck to me, and people, I feel like, won't understand it until they have their babies. Yeah. You know, and it's different type of family. And to address the second point, which I love, is by choice, the family by mm-hmm. choice. I feel like, to me, I feel like it's a stronger type of family love, because you're choosing those people to be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not, in a way, forced, kind of like we are with blood family. You yeah. know, it's like, oh, what's your family?
Oh, you need to be nice.
Yeah,
to
you
them.
Need, it's your family. You got to, you know, like, mm-hmm. and I honestly, like, maybe it's controversial with me, but I feel like to hell with tradition, you know, because I feel like that's why so many people are still stuck in the same old ways and keep that cycle going of people who are just ignorant and stubborn, you know, and very just evil, you know. And it just, it's not cool, because we excuse that behavior because it's like, oh, it's family. It's
and don't family. Like to see you succeed at times.
Yeah,
being,
you know,
jealous.
And I feel like I personally have to point out that family is not, does not mean that they get to get away with everything, you know, or that.
Yeah, and if you're wrong,
yeah,
you're wrong.
And
like,
that's
no
something that I've told you, you know, like so many times, is like, no matter what, family, whoever it is, wrong is wrong. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter,
like,
if you're family.
To do something wrong,
yeah,
even though you're my partner, and yeah, I get it, partners are supposed to defend each other, but in reality, if I'm wrong, like, of course, even though I'm gonna say get mad depending on the situation,
yeah,
I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. And that's how
you
we
know?
Learn.
And
that's how we learn.
You know, I need to. People need to realize yeah. that no matter who you are, mom, dad, sibling, cousin, whatever, list goes on, doesn't mean that it should be okay.
Yeah.
You know, to defend, like, everything they say.
Exactly. Yeah, and us now, like, as parents, you know, and seeing Callie growing up, I think it's important to admit when you're mm-hmm. wrong, too, you know, because I feel like that shows character, and also it shows them an example. Like, you know what? Maybe I can make mistakes too, and it's okay mm-hmm. to be wrong sometimes and sorry and grow from mm-hmm. that and be a better person. Because that's the goal, right? Like, to be a better person
yeah.
in society and not keep that cycle going of
yeah,
ignorance.
Yeah, and follow each other, you know, all our steps and certain things, though.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's just something that I wanted to point out, because especially because the shirt that you're wearing, Sensei, too, it, I feel like I love that show, because, like, these people are not, I don't want to spoil it or anything, but it's very much centered on that, you know, like, it's choice, family by choice, and that means a lot to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you pick those people in your life, and you have to pick carefully, and, I mean, that was mostly my thing, you know.
No,
I know
I
I've had my issues with my family is not as close as we used to be. Part of it is I guess my fault too, you know, I'm gonna be, because I don't keep reaching out, but it gets to a point where it's like why do I always have to be the one? You know, why do I always have to be the one reaching out? You know, but I've come to understand that I get it, everybody's on their own path, you know, so it's like no ill will, but it's more like it kind of sucks, you know,
No,
like.
and I honestly completely understand. I feel that's where we agree a lot, strongly agree, because same way, you know, I'm always the one reaching out, and it gets to a point where enough is enough, and it's like, why do I have to be the one to reach out? And I get it at same time, you know, at the same time, it can be the personality, people's personalities, just how there's extroverts, introverts. Maybe some people don't reach out because that's not how who they are. It
Yeah.
can be personality, but if it's not personality and it's just like ego, like being stubborn, you know, I don't know. I feel like you need to put that to the side and, you know, be the one to reach out. I don't know. I
Yeah.
just.
It's true. It's true because, you know, I know a couple of people in my family who are the same way. And, you know, I don't mind reaching out, you know, and lending out a hand and everything. Like, that's just who I'm always gonna be, and I don't feel bad about it. But it's just like, it's, you wanna see the effort come,
Both
yeah,
ways.
right? Like, it's like,
When
it
regardless, I
should be
know.
equal, even though I get it, like you said, like, everybody has their own personality. And with those, like, those are special occasions, you know, with, but most, for the most part, it's like, everybody's, you know, talking, everybody's like on
And
their
even
thing.
then, if someone is going to do a little bit more, which there's nothing wrong with that, but just as long as it goes both
Yeah,
ways.
and just know that it's all love, you know, and when, if it's been a long time, like, it's, the love is there, you know. It's just, once you're family, like, it becomes natural. It's almost like a friend, you know, like, that's been for so long, and then you start talking to them and naturally click right away, because it's, we're always gonna be there, you know. I don't feel like we're those type of people to be holding resentment, like, oh, you haven't talked to us in a long time, you know, like, act different. You're like, no, we're
Yeah.
still the same people, you know. If anything, we're trying to get better, you know, we're learning as we go, and we wanna do more.
And be better now with our little one too,
Yeah.
because you know, I know with Callie, but the thing is, she's your first, and you know, I came along in the picture and it's like learning with her, and that's the thing of like also like for me, I am the oldest, and I'm pretty sure I can't speak for my mom, but I'm pretty sure with me it was like learning, and now having multiple kids,
Yeah.
it's kind of you know what to do,
Yeah.
you know, and I feel like that like with Callie, I'm able. I didn't know anything. I don't know anything about the baby stage, and I'm learning as I go, but I know like from three and on. But regardless, every kid is different. So,
Yeah.
but it's like things that you learn to apply to, you know, want to be better for your kids. So I feel like you don't want to tell them, like, oh, it's good to hold resentment over someone who did this, did that.
Yeah.
It's just if someone doesn't do good and does it over and over and over and over and doesn't acknowledge it, you don't need that negativity in
Yeah.
your life. And it's not because you're holding grudges. But it's just because you've wasted so much energy in a
Yeah.
person who's not willing to give their energy back to you.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm, and that's something that I brought up to my own family. You know, it doesn't matter if you're family or not. Like, I've gotten to a point in my life where if it's like negative, if it's something that I like toxic and I don't want in my family, like, why am I gonna force it? You know, like, I'm just gonna drag other people like into a world of misery, you know, and I don't want that. I'd rather stray from people like that. And just because they're family doesn't mean like you're forced to stay there or have those people in your life. If you know those people are very like toxic, you know, they're manipulative, they're liars, you know, everything is just very bad. Like, you don't want that. Why would you want that in your life? Like, I don't get that. Like, just
Yeah.
because it's family or like it's
Or being a two-face.
yeah, and like, where's the written, or where's the And that's my thing. Where's the objective? Like, this is how family is supposed to be, you know? Because I feel like all families are different, you know, and we're all different people and we have different personalities. So I don't think there's a set way of like, this is how family is supposed to be.
Or culture as well takes a big part of it. Like, people are like, oh, for example, or even society, I guess, where they're like, oh, you need to tell your dad, oh, you need to tell your mom. And it's like, why does it always have to be that way? Why can't it be both people? Why does it always have to be, oh, your dad has to be higher, oh, your mom has to be higher? You know, it has to be equal. And I feel like us showing, you know, our little one that, you know, depending on the situation, but let's say, you know, I don't know, I don't want her to be like, oh, she only goes to you for certain topics, me with certain topics. It's like it should be open to both of us.
I mean, that's our perspective, you know, and I'm pretty sure other families are gonna have their
Their
own
own
perspectives,
opinions.
and we've seen it in our own families. People have their own judgments, and they have their own way of raising their kids, and you know, like, hey, we're no one to judge. We're not saying like this is the way to do it, but this is just how we feel is the best way to show, you know, our future generations, like, you know, it's time for change too. You know, it's not how back in the days how it used to be, you know, and it's okay to have a different type of family, not this like usual like type of family, American family, you know, and because in reality, I mean, honestly, I've never really met one family that's exactly the same as the other. And yeah, I mean, I just feel like I wanted to get that off my chest. You know, I love my family, but I recognize the flaws that my family has too.
Same here. I love my family, and it's been a little bit of a rough patch, but hopefully it gets better soon.
Yeah, I mean, because we come from a place of love, like I said, and we don't like intentionally try to put people down or come off as bad or negative or anything like that. You know, we're just trying to be there for people and try to like have
And get
open.
that love in return too, you
Yeah,
know?
of course, you know, because we gotta make it worth it. You know, this time that we have and start making our own like
Yeah,
families,
'cause some
and
people regret it. Like, if someone passes away, oh, I should have been there. Oh, I should have done
yeah,
that.
and I
We
hate
should have
that.
done this. And then it's like, why should have? Like, always. And it's like, instead of that, I've lost so many people in my life and close people. And it's like, I don't want to be saying like, oh, I should have. Or, you know, that's why I want, that's why I tell the people I love, like, hey, no, don't do this, don't do that. At the end of the day, it's their life. But, you know, at least I said my part versus when the day comes for whoever. Because I don't know if it's going to be me or whoever. I got to say what I wanted to say.
Yeah, and I feel like this is part of that's why I love doing this podcast, because I feel like we're letting it be known. We're putting it out there, and it's going to be out there as long as internet exists, and I hope that's forever. And yeah, I mean, I was going to say something too about what you said about, oh, I hate the fact that always, like, when it's funerals or someone dies, it's always like, oh, we gotta get together, you know, like, be a family. And, like, let's do it now. Like, let's do it now. People, you know, like, let's stop making excuses and let's start reaching out to our family and our friends, you know, and make more memories. And that's why I've told you it's our time now, you
But be
know.
sincere about
Yeah,
it,
it's
you
been,
know?
yeah, but even if it's not, like, okay, even if it's not, I feel like that's a start, you know, like, if you
No,
wanna. F
yeah, but if you want to hang out with them.
Oh,
'Cause what
yeah.
if, like how you said in a funeral, and you see someone, you're like, "Oh, we should hang out." But the thing is, what if you don't even want to hang out and you're just saying that because it's awkward and you haven't seen them in a long time, so you're like, "We should hang out." And it's like, don't even say that if you don't want to hang out with someone. Put the effort.
Well, let's do this. Look, we're gonna put our effort too. We're gonna do more effort in our part. But I say, like, everybody else should also try. And fuck it, right now, let's send a simple text to someone you haven't texted in a while, you know, like, or I don't know, simple
just well,
DM.
like ha,
How
hope
are
you
you
have a
know?
good day,
Yeah, or
not
just something
necessarily a
simple, like
conversation.
honestly, like something simple goes a long way. You nobody's ever too busy to be sending a simple text, you know, and
Because you know, you look at your phone at some point of the day,
yeah.
either when you go to sleep or when you wake up.
So and like I've told you, like we're getting older, and I feel like at the age that we are now, our parents were like having this like a family frenzy of all the time, you know, that we're always getting together and throwing parties and stuff like that. And I feel like the reason it's dying is because they're getting older and it's our turn, and we're not picking up that slack. And I feel like we should, and I want to start doing that. That's why, like, I want to do like a Friendsgiving. Like,
Yeah,
I want to do
do new
something, yeah, new
traditions.
traditions for us. And if you guys are down, like, that'd be awesome, right?
Definitely.
But yeah, maybe.
But this topic is so
It's so
huge, so
huge.
big
I don't
too,
know.
so much to say. But obviously, we can't say
Yeah.
everything in one episode.
Yeah, I know. Like, hopefully, we'll pick it up and we'll bring more family members so we can talk about what family means to them, and you know, maybe do more stuff about family. But thank you guys for listening. We
Thank
love you,
you.
and peace out.
We love you. Bye.